This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Some call it a creative way to close an abortion business. A Lansing, Michigan church needed additional office space and found a lease on a nearby building that will displace the abortion practice of Dr. Theodore Rummel. Father Steve Mattson hopes the abortionist will convert and retire from the business altogether. Even with the best of care, medical surgery centers often struggle with keeping infection rates low. Pro-life advocates say the state of Ohio has fined one Planned Parenthood abortion business for using expired and undocumented disinfecting agents, for not having an experienced nursing director, for poor follow-up on patients injured in abortions, and other offenses. Another clinic was denied a license to practice abortions because of similar violations and because it is imperative that surgical centers have admitting privileges at hospitals. A third abortion surgery center in Toledo, Ohio, is being closed. The president of Ohio Right to Life says that a real war on women is being waged every day in unsafe and unsanitary abortion mills. This is Life News Radio.
The View. The accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
An Oregon school district south of Portland may be dropping plans to give sixth graders contraceptive devices. Active parents are gaining lots of traction with Oregon state law that places the age of consent at age 18. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.